This call is being recorded.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lita Basso from Portland, Oregon, and it is our weekly Essential Wellness Team call. 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time happens every week with one of four of us leaders from the Essential Wellness Team. And I've been doing this call, I think, for a few years. And, you know, this week I was thinking of a topic for the call, and I actually found myself thinking, why do we do this call, and what could I possibly say that I haven't said already? Now, I know sometimes, of course, there are new people joining our team and people who haven't heard certain things by now. For that, we also have a library of recorded calls, which is about goes about 3 years, I think, and that will be found at essentialwellness.life, our team website. You can find all the calls recorded to listen to in your free time or while you're cleaning your house or while you're doing errands or cooking dinner or working, essentialwellness.life, and the password to listen to anything on that website, to watch any of our great library of webinars or calls, is the word success. So just type that in and you'll have access to everything on the website. So today, the topic of my call, and again, this is Lita from Portland, is how the very things we love about this job can sabotage being successful with our doTERRA business. So I started this week by thinking about the things that I love about my business. I, first of all, and this is like common to everybody who does this business, right? We have freedom with our time, and as we work our business, at some point we begin to have some freedom in our finances. So I've always had my own business, so I've had some degree of flexibility and time freedom. And I think that partly set me up to be successful with the doTERRA business, because I'm accustomed to setting my own schedule and being accountable to myself, because that's what an entrepreneur needs to do, right? So some things I love about this time freedom are that I can basically set my own schedule. I choose which day I'm going to have my mentoring meetings, and I choose which days I'm going to have available for sales meetings and classes, when I can schedule in follow-up activities, when I can schedule in doing other things I do to support my business, like online activities, Facebook and Instagram and things like that, Facebook Live, and personal development, of course, trainings and all these kinds of activities. So as a new person coming into this business, especially, you might hear about all these things that we could be doing, and sometimes new people ask, should I start my own Facebook group? Maybe I should make a website? No. So really, especially in the beginning, our main focus needs to be on networking and creating contacts, offering the opportunity to learn about essential oils and try essential oils and the rest of our products, being competent about presenting that information and teaching about, especially the 10 key oils that come in every kit, almost every kit, as well as the Lifelong Vitality Pack. And then having the capacity to enroll people and follow up. So that's really just networking, building our contacts, asking for the opportunity to share what we do and what's available through our product line, enrolling people into our organization, and following up and supporting those people, right? So those are pretty simple activities, but they're not necessarily always easy. So I just have hung up on someone and I have to apologize. And now that's over. So I'm back. So I love the time freedom, and I also know that it's absolutely necessary to schedule in those activities. I've been doing this business now for years, and you might think that now I've moved on to simply supporting my leaders and doing Facebook Lives and something like that all the time. But that's what we call the management trap, right? And when we get caught up with just managing our team, then the truth is our business tends to stagnate. So even as leaders at whatever level we're at, diamond, blue diamond, presidential diamond, silver, gold, platinum, we need to focus most of our business time and activity on networking, enrolling new members, recruiting business builders and leaders, and supporting all of those people. That sounds like a lot, but it actually does not take that much time. Imagine if you had a job, like a job where you have a boss and you go somewhere and work, and this is a example I thought up with my dear friend Diane Del Rios yesterday. If you had this job and your boss told you that your job is to make 2 contacts a day, do 2 follow-up calls or meetings per day, and that's it, would you do your job on a daily basis? And if someone was paying you to do this and you were going into an office or something and wanted to keep your job, of course you would do it. And the reality of thinking of the doTERRA business as just those activities is someone with a 9-to-5 job could probably do 2 contacts a day and 2 follow-ups per day on their lunch break. So this is another boon and advantage of our doTERRA business, is that if you're strategic with your time and activities, you can do it in really far less time than most people spend at their job. So whether you do this job full-time or part-time, you can't really do it sometimes. But that's how it's like a regular job, is that if you don't show up and stay consistent with it, you won't get fired, because nobody can fire you from your own network marketing business, but it simply won't go anywhere, which leads me to so consistency. So why are you not showing up for yourself in the way that you would show up at a 9-to-5 job? And of course, if we think about it, the issues with not showing up for yourself are some version of procrastination, because that's the advantage of this job. No one is telling you what to do and you don't have to go to work and do it. But the disadvantage of that very same thing is that we can procrastinate. Why would we do that? Maybe because we have set up a self-defeating cycle where we knew we didn't do this work last week, and now we don't believe ourselves to be someone who's going to actually complete the tasks we're hoping to do. Or maybe we don't believe we can do it, or don't believe in the business opportunity. So perhaps some mindset work needs to happen, or we need to work on our self-care so we're feeling good, we're feeling confident, and we're feeling ready to do the work that we've set out to do. I find it important to set a schedule for myself. And that's time freedom, is being able to set your own schedule and kind of isolate your own working hours. So you get to choose, but you still need to have working hours. If you don't do that and you want to create a doTERRA business, it starts to feel like you're always working, because it's always on your mind. Like, when am I going to call this person? When am I going to fit this in? So if you say, for instance, Monday afternoon, I'm going to do all my calls, that's when I do my calls, then you have freedom the rest of the week, right? So at least from that task. So scheduling and time blocking, I find, is extremely important in this job, as well as self-care. So as I said before, we often say that we want to use the products, maintain a healthy lifestyle so that we can present both our knowledge of the products and a healthy, happy version of ourselves as we sell them to people. It's also important to celebrate all your wins. So every time you complete anything is a win, and you can celebrate that. Just congratulate yourself, or if it's a big win, you may have decided on something you want to gift yourself, or something you want to celebrate with, like lunch with your sweetie, or a spa date, or a pedicure, or hike, or whatever it is it might be. And then there's no point in time blocking, goal setting, or mentoring unless there are, in fact, goals and accountability. So this brings me to my next metaphor, which is that imagine that you wanted to start an exercise routine. So you might hire a personal trainer or go to a gym and decide, I'm really going to get fit and healthy. Now, what if you only went to exercise once every 10 days? Imagine how that would feel. First of all, it would feel uncomfortable every time you went to exercise. I can predict. Second of all, you are not creating much momentum with your new exercise routine, so it might feel unfamiliar and kind of out of your routine every time. If you're only exercising once every 10 days, I think it's pretty unlikely that you'll have measurable progress. So you might feel like you're just treading water and not getting anywhere. And it's also kind of self-defeating because as you create a routine where you feel like you're not getting anywhere, feels uncomfortable every time, and you don't feel like you're making progress, then you are eventually probably going to stop doing it. So then, if you quit that exercise routine, are you going to think to yourself, exercise doesn't work? Maybe I should look into other options like plastic surgery or never exercising again? No. The problem with my scenario is simply that there's no consistency and no momentum. And this is exactly the same with our doTERRA business. So if we only engage in our business activities sporadically, say once every 10 days, we have a meeting with someone, we either follow up or we make a contact or we have a class, and we don't even really keep track of our progress, we're making maybe, you know, $10, $20 every few weeks or every month, then it feels self-defeating, doesn't it? And then we'll start to believe that the doTERRA business doesn't work and we'll lose faith in the doTERRA opportunity. Is this really the case that the doTERRA opportunity is not working? How can that be the case when we see dozens of people on our team who have replaced their income by doing the doTERRA business? Is it because those people have some special magic skills? Not really. It's not really true. It simply is the people who work consistently, keep track of their results, and keep track of their, what do you call it, closing rates and completion of their goals, who succeed in the business. So here's a suggestion for you if you feel like this area could use a little bit of work. For my personal accountability, one simple thing I do is I make a list of what I need to do the next day in my planner before bed each night. Now, you don't have to do it before bed. You could do it in the morning. You could do it in the afternoon. But at some point for the next day, I make a list of what I need to do the next day. In my planner are already my tasks that are the same each week. So I have a day set aside for appointments, a day set aside for my networking meeting, a day, an afternoon set aside for mentoring calls and things like that. So those don't change. Those are always in there each week. I also write down my goals. So each week and each month, I have goals for how many people, for instance, I would like to enroll into my business. Now, keeping in mind that not everyone you talk to is going to enroll, that means I need an even greater number of one-on-one meetings and classes and presentations. So by extrapolating that I have an enrollment rate of about 75%, if I want to enroll three people, I need to have at least four meetings, right? And then out of all of those people who I'm offering not only the chance to enroll, but also the chance to have a recruiting conversation where I tell them what I do, I want to have maybe one recruiting conversation each week or each month so that I can also be introducing people to the business opportunity. And then once I've identified how many of each of these things I want to do, I write it down and I look back and track my progress and just see where I've fallen short, what I need to do more of, what I might need to do less of. And then I have what I call in my schedule, I have what I think of as extra credit. So this includes writing people connection cards. So I look through my detailed genealogy. I send people birthday cards. I send people thank you cards just for being good customers. I send people check-in cards when I see their orders are small, or maybe they're like 49 PV and they don't know that they need 50 PV to receive LRP points. One-on-ones that are not enrollment meetings, not sales meetings, I consider extra credit because they're not actually income revenue producing activities. So when I'm just having social P dates to build relationships, I consider that an extra credit activity, as well as all the places we like to hide out, like organizing my oils, posting on Facebook, and things like that, that are not actually income producing activities, but, you know, are supplemental to the doTERRA business. So I prioritize doing those income producing activities first. And again, that's networking, presenting the top 10 oils to people, as well as the Lifelong Vitality Pack, enrolling people and following up, doing follow-up meetings with people. And then the other stuff just gets to filter in where I have free time. And because I kind of enjoy the things that I do to hide out, like the Facebook posting and Facebook Lives and supplemental activities. So in summary, the very things we love about this job, which are time freedom, the ability to procrastinate, and the ability to not hold ourselves accountable, can be the very things that undermine our progress. And I see this all the time. So going back to my metaphor about the fitness routine, just think of it that way. In order to succeed and feel competent with a new fitness routine, we need to do it with some consistency. I know when I joined a gym a couple years ago, I wasn't crazy about going each time that I wanted to go to a boot camp class. So I had to lay out my clothes, schedule it into my calendar, get my water bottle ready so that I had everything all ready to go. So I did the preparation to make sure I was going to make myself go do it. And it was only through doing it, going to the gym consistently, that I saw measurable results. And we need to do it often enough that we're creating momentum, supporting our own confidence, because confidence comes from taking action, and also, you know, keeping track of how well we're doing with it and our results. So that if we are having some poor results in some area, that's where we know we might need some support and development. On that topic, I just wanted to mention really quick that a lot of us love the Emerge Sales training and the simple, straightforward systems they offer. And they happen to be having a 38% off sale today on their training programs. So if you're interested in that, go to emergesalestraining.com. And I don't get anything for mentioning this, but I've used the Emerge Sales training strategies and I find they really work. So I just wanted to let y'all on the call know that those are on sale for today only, the 18th of July. I also wanted to touch on the fact that, like I said a few minutes ago, as we gain some financial freedom with this doTERRA business opportunity, this can also start to sabotage our progress and success. And I found this to be the case when I got to the point where I was definitely making through my doTERRA business a little bit more than I'd ever made with my previous businesses. And when I got to that point, I found that I got a little bit complacent. So I just kind of kept everything status quo and tried to maintain my business at that level while putting in a little bit less work. So I wasn't working as hard at enrolling, networking, and teaching classes. And I was, to a large degree, caught in the management trap of like hoping my team would continue to work really hard and kind of keep my business where it was at, or maybe even help it grow a little bit. But I'm going to tell you, an important fact about this business is that if you're not moving forward, you're moving back. So there's no such thing as maintaining the status quo with the doTERRA business. It's essential that we're enrolling new people, bringing new customers into our customer group, and supporting people as we go along consistently. So there is no getting to the point where you're just going to sit back and you know, have complete time freedom. You still need to help your business out for the long run. So sometimes financial freedom can create that kind of stagnation as well, because you think like, well, I'm doing okay. I'm making enough to pay my bills maybe, or I'm making the first goal that I thought I was going to make. I'm making my $1,500 bonus, or I'm making my $250 bonus, good enough. But you have to kind of keep working at it to keep it moving forward and even to maintain. So even though it seems like sometimes you could just, well, also sometimes things do come up. Like we've all had periods in our life where we had a personal crisis or a health issue, or one of our family members was sick and we did step back from our business for a month or two. And that happens, and that can be fine at a certain level, but we definitely always have to get back into it. So your thoughts and comments are welcome. I know there's a lot of awesome leaders on this call who might want to contribute. And all you need to do is press star to unmute yourself, and then you can add to the call or comment, because I know I've talked a lot and you guys might have thoughts and contributions to add. So the nutshell is, though, consistency is key, and it's those people that hold themselves accountable, stay on their business generating, income generating activities, and do it every week that succeed in this business. It's not magic. It's not because other people have a better hairstyle or people like them more. It's because they work their business. So it's like a real job, and you have to treat it like a real job. Oh, who is unmuting themselves from the number 4972?
Hi, it's Suzanne Nicholas in California.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for this call. This is one of my hot buttons right now. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Good.
Such great information. And I would love to just expand on what you've already shared with some of my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely, from personal experience, know that for me, there was that vital switch from hobby to business, or passion to business, as the case may be. And I think it's important for people to recognize that not everyone, in fact, most people do not start using their essential oils and immediately know they want to do the business and immediately go into discipline and organization and business mode. And so it's a process, but it's about coming to that point where you make the decision to take this passion into a profession. And when that switch happens, it could be you're dedicating 5 hours a week, or it could be you're dedicating 40 hours a week. The number of hours doesn't matter. It's about dedicating to a profession and having this be something that you're serious about. And I love what you're talking about with time blocking, you know, committing to yourself. That accountability factor to show up consistently is huge. And, you know, as you said, you were really blessed with those skills because you have been an independent, self-employed individual. And for those of us, me included, who had spent a lot of time working for someone else, it is a little bit of a mental switch to clock in and clock out on your own accountability. And I find that writing in my calendar that, you know, from this hour to this hour is doTERRA time, that when that time pops up in my calendar, it's about holding myself accountable to be disciplined enough to do the work. And so I want to encourage everyone that, you know, just know that there can be a transition from that passion to the profession, but once you're ready to commit, that committing on any level, any amount of time is so vital. And one thing I've been talking with my folks about is, give me five. If you can give me 5 hours a week, I can help you create discipline and scheduling around those 5 hours. And as many of us know, the most impactful income earning time in our business is when we're sharing oils, when we're opening a bottle of oil and holding it out for someone to experience. And so in those 5 hours, my philosophy is you want the majority of that time, 70 to 80% of that time is in front of someone else. And so when I break down the time with someone, my thought is one of those hours is education. These calls for me are that hour. So, you know, get onto the team call, or if you're unable to listen to it live, listen to the recording. Now, there may be some additional educational opportunities through webinars by our team or webinars by doTERRA, but we can easily get distracted by the abundance of wonderful information. So again, coming back to that discipline and time blocking, this essential wellness call, I think, is absolutely perfect because throughout the month, you get a combination of product education and business education. And then if you look at the other 4 hours, my opinion is that 2 of those hours should be in the presentation mode, be it a one-on-one over a cup of coffee or a class or some sort of group presentation. But 2 hours a week are devoted to actually presenting. Your 4th hour then is about connecting with your new members, you know, using the Live Guide to do a lifestyle overview. And that's still an income earning activity because you're likely creating future orders, you're educating, you're helping them connect with their oils. So between the 2 presentation hours and the 1 hour of lifestyle overview membership time, you know, those 3 hours are really vital connection with new folks and connecting them to their oils. And then in that 5th hour, that's where you can be conducting outreach, sampling, following up on people that have sampled to then put new people into the pipeline to move them through the presentation. So I truly believe if someone can dedicate 5 hours a week and spend 70 to 80% of the time engaged with folks and sharing the oils, you cannot fail. You will build your business. And if you can amplify that 5 into 10 or 15 or 30 hours, it's just going to go faster. But what you're talking about with the discipline and dedication and time blocking, I think, is just the absolute base of this business. So thank you so much. This is my favorite conversation to be having right now.
Oh, thanks, Suzanne. That is awesome. And thanks for laying out the 5-hour plan. And that kind of ties into exactly what I was saying, is that even if you had a corporate job but had a 1-hour lunch break Monday through Friday, you could build a doTERRA business and get out of that corporate job. So
absolutely.
That said, and, you know, I just totally agree with everything you said, but I know a lot of people have been using the oils and thinking about the business and maybe sharing some oils for a long time and haven't seen a business grow, really, a substantial business. So this isn't about feeling bad at all. Like Suzanne said, it's about making a decision. And you may have been kind of doing the business or thinking you were doing the business for 3 years, but it's when you decide, like, now I'm going to treat this like a job, now I'm going to make progress, and I'm going to commit to being accountable to these weekly tasks because I really want to build a doTERRA business. I really want that time freedom and financial freedom. It's when you make the decision that your business starts. So I know there are people I've talked to recently who say, like, I've been
with doTERRA for 5 years and I just feel like I can't do it because it hasn't happened. And that's okay. Maybe you've just been ardently using the oils and talking to people about them for 5 years, but you really haven't been strategically setting time aside to do these activities like Suzanne just laid out. So there is no shame in that and no reason to feel bad. It's just like if you had been doing an exercise routine, like I going back to my metaphor of the day, and you'd been doing it once every 10 days and not seeing results, you don't have to feel bad about that. But if you want to see results, just start doing the exercise routine in a way that you know is going to pay off, which is doing it consistently a little more often, right? In that case. So, yeah. So thanks for sharing your thoughts, Suzanne. I think that was a really great breakdown. And
my pleasure. And, you know, and one other thing that comes to me, Lita, is the 5 hours, although, you know, someone could certainly do it during their lunch break if that's what works best for them. But you could even break that up. It could be 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at lunch, 15 minutes after work, and 15 minutes at the end of the day. So this business is so flexible. But it's flexible to the point that if you don't do it, the time slips by. So whatever works for someone's schedule is absolutely perfect, and it can be broken up in ways that are very flexible, but it's about just committing to that schedule.
It's about deciding, for sure. Like, you have to decide, am I going to do it in 1 hour chunks, in 1 5-hour chunk, or in a million 15-minute chunks, which actually that last option would drive me insane. So that's not what I would choose. And also to emphasize what you said, you know, if you're doing this business super part-time, like 5 hours a week, of course your business is probably going to grow at a slower rate than if you have the capacity to work 10 or 15 or even 20 hours a week. So it really is what we put into it that determines our progress and our speed in this business. And from my perspective, especially nowadays, like, don't we all want to grow as fast as we can? Because why wait? You know, we want to have a business ASAP, and we want to have progress as soon as we can. So that's all the more reason to decide how much time each of us has to dedicate and to identify those tasks we need to do each week. So if anyone else would like to add anything, please press ** and unmute yourself. Although we have at this moment almost a perfect half-hour call that could fit easily into someone's time block and allow time for 2 more connection calls after you listen to this recording. Hi, the phone number 4443.
Hi, ladies and gents, as I'm sure there are some on the call. This is Lindsay Bodo from the Portland, Oregon area. And what just is really coming up for me is how perfect this is for all of us to circle back to as well. Because it's, in my experience, not something that we necessarily are like overnight, oh, I'm from the one state of hobby or passion to the perspective of business, and thus it stays there. It's more like, oh, right. I did 6 months of really, really solid time blocking. And then for whatever reason, things sort of drifted away. And 2 months later, it's like, oh, wow, where's my structure? Let's get back on track. And I think that can actually go with the gym analogy too, that things come up in life and for whatever reason, our habits get interrupted. And then we have to get back to making them incredibly solid. And it becomes that practice really of how steady can we stay and becoming ever more quick to bounce back to the consistency rather than letting it drop away.
Totally. Quick to bounce back. You're not a failure if you slack off on your gym schedule for 2 weeks, but you want to get back to it if you want to continue to make progress. And the same with doTERRA. That's a good point, Lindsay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it does get easier to bounce back to because at least those habits have some familiarity. And it's kind of actually reminds me of the gym thing, that if you've worked out a lot that year and you've taken 2 or 3 weeks off or even 2 or 3 months off, it's easier to rebuild than the first time.
Yep, because you remember how to do it. And even if you've bounced back a couple times, that very action of like, this has happened before and I have to get back to it, that habit is beginning to be instilled as well.
So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Lindsay. And yes, it truly is something that we need to stay consistent with, even with like things like there's so many distractions, even within doTERRA, right? Like BOGO week comes up, convention comes up, and we have all these activities going on. And so it is all the more imperative that we have strong clarity in our weekly activities so that we can maintain our regular weekly activities, even when it's BOGO week and we also have added work or added thoughts and things going on that we need to focus on too. So, so my theme for the day again was the things that we love most about this job, like time and financial freedom, can actually start to sabotage our success. So we all gave some options that we can, not options, but like solutions that we can begin to engage in order to stay on task and treat our job like a job as we go forward with our doTERRA business. So there's no magic trick to those who have a successful doTERRA business. Again, it's those who work their doTERRA business. And if you need clarity on how to do that, we have so much out there and so many resources. But your silver or above leader or someone in your upline will be more than happy to help you clarify and strategize and goal set so that you can move forward effectively without wasting a lot of time. So, thanks for joining me on the call today. Enjoy the rest of BOGO week. We have an awesome BOGO today, and I'm so excited to see what they're going to be on Thursday and Friday. And I wish you all a super prosperous and happy and fun July, and we'll talk to you in August. Thanks, everybody. Bye.